This is Nurse Gizzer News for the week of May 11th, 2020, and I'm your host, Rebecca Hartman Baker. Today's guest is Kevin Gott. Kevin is an application performance specialist in the application performance group at NERSC. Kevin, welcome back to the show.
Hello, nice to be here.
So Kevin, today's topic is the upcoming NERSC-hosted GPU hackathon. So can we first start with a review for everyone about what is a hackathon?
So there's lots of styles of hackathons. This hackathon, a team submits an application to get a bunch of important, high-level, world-class mentors to work on their code with a focus, in this case, on GPU performance. So you'll get the mentors from Cray, from NVIDIA, from other high-level vendor side applications and teams and other people in science who use codes like this. Get them together to look at your code and try and make it better, or just get it on GPUs to begin with.
Oh, okay. So that sounds pretty great. We've done this before, right?
Yes. We do these fairly regularly. This particular series of hackathons, we did one last year around the same time.
Oh, okay. But obviously, due to current conditions, this one is a little bit different than what we did last year. Is that right?
Well, a little bit, yeah. So this hackathon this year is entirely digital. You can hack from the safety and comfort of your own home. Instead of doing a 5-day extensive get on a plane and go and sit down with the mentors event, what we've decided to do instead is once you're selected and paired with your mentors, you'll have a 1-day initialization day where on Zoom you meet your mentors and discuss plans. And then 1 week later, you'll have 3 days of hackathon over Zoom and over digital conferencing. So they're not expecting you to sit in front of your computer all day long, but you'll have an extended period of time with access to your mentors where your team can get together and really get to work and get something serious and important done in your code.
Well, that sounds pretty good, you know, under the circumstances right now. But it seems like you might miss out on some of the other aspects, like socialization with the other people and making connections and stuff like that.
Well, yes, but the team's working to do some things about that. So we'll be working in individual breakout rooms, and whenever you want to or require, there'll be a break room where you can get away from people and sit down and chat with other people and ask how things are going or just talk about the extreme situations that we're in nowadays or whatever's on your mind. The group has also decided to put on a social night in lieu of the standard let's go out and get dinner as a group events. They're going to keep the event running for a little bit longer and have breakout rooms where people can literally just chat. No more coding, just chatting. And at least for the San Diego hackathon, they're looking to do additional events and games and things. So they have gotten a Jackbox party license. And for San Diego, they're going to let people get on there and play Jackbox games and socialize and talk all night long as well. So I don't know if that will work well and carry over, but there'll be something interesting going on at the NERSC hackathon as well for social life.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds like fun.
Hopefully.
Great. So, Kevin, when is this hackathon being held?
So this year's hackathon for NERSC will take place starting on July 7th with the one-day event. And then the main event will be the 13th through the 15th, the Monday and through Wednesday of the following week. So around the same exact time as last year.
Okay. So what happens on that first day?
So the first day is really a face-to-face get-together with your mentors. At previous events with the in-person, some groups found it difficult to really get their mentors on board, let them see what the code is doing, really focus on what needs to be done to prep. What this does is it gives the mentors and team a actual window to stop, look at each other, look at the code, get hands-on, and actually spend a few hours figuring out what is a good, solid goal for the hackathon. Most people should just consider it a first day. If you went to a previous in-person hackathon, a 5-day event, it's really just the first day done a little bit earlier, so you have a little bit more prep time to get everything that you need in the proper condition before you begin the real event. So you can just consider it another early day, but a lot of the teams already have found it really, really helpful. So please try and attend the first day if you can. That might be one of the most important days of the entire hackathon.
I see. Okay. Okay, so now I really think maybe I want to apply. So, but who should apply? I don't know if I'm the right person to apply.
So last year we had a focus on NESAP teams as we were just getting our GPU cabinets up and running, and we wanted to make sure the primary focus teams were really getting on. With Perlmutter coming soon, we're looking to broaden the scope of who we want to apply to essentially any open science application doing large-scale important science on GPU clusters. So anybody who is looking to move to GPUs, is confused about how to do it, or is on and wants to do some substantial performance gains with experts should consider this a good opportunity to get going on GPUs.
Oh, okay. So now if I apply and I'm successful, do I get access to GPU machines? Because I don't have a GPU in my machine.
So for the NERSC Hackathon, you would get access to Ascent, which is a full cabinet of the Summit supercomputer, and you will get access to NERSC's GPU cluster, which is an x86 NVIDIA Volta small little cluster. But you won't be able to do like full-blown, large-scale scaling studies. But otherwise, you have everything you should need to start porting and do everything that required to get this code really up and running and performant.
Okay. All right, so now I'm super excited, and I want to apply. So where do I apply? And what's required?
So there are two places that you can look up. NERSC has a hackathon website. If you go to NERSC training and find the GPU hackathon page, it should be there. If you want more information about the GPU hackathons in general, the entire scope and the entire training series, I recommend you go to gpuhackathons.org. OpenACC has graciously sponsored this series, and now it has a wide variety of selections of events that are happening in a lot of different quote-unquote locations. So there's a lot of different sub-sponsors from all over the world doing their own focus groups and what they want to work on. And you can look up there what our events are, what we're focused on, other similar ones like Oak Ridge's, as well as if there's something somewhere else in the world that's doing something similar of interest to what you want to work on.
Okay. So if I want to apply for this NERSC one, what's the due date?
So it's a little soon. We were debating whether we wanted to keep it at the same date or push it around. So it's soon. So if you want to get in, it is this Sunday, May 17th at midnight. If you really, really can't make it, we can make exceptions. So don't give up just because the due date's over. But please try to get it in by Sunday, May 17th, this upcoming Sunday. The application may look daunting, but it's fairly quick. Even if you've never done this before, it should take less than an hour. Just give us what you're working on, how you want to improve your code, with a real focus on where you're at and what help you need. So tell us why it would be better for you to come to a hackathon and work with a bunch of mentors instead of just getting your team together on a Zoom call and doing it on the side. And if that is really strong, you have a very good chance of being accepted.
Okay, great. Now, what if I just, there's no way I'm going to be able to get it in time, or I'm not available in July when the hackathon is happening?
So if you're not available, someone else from your team can easily show up. That's not an issue. Or there have been plenty of times when a team member is not available for a day during an in-person hackathon. In digital, it's even easier. Just don't log in. That's okay. That's reasonable. As long as some member or member, a couple of members, hopefully, of your team are available, you can jump them in and out and do whatever you want. So if you have a decent team of like six people and can make guarantee that there's two people available at any given time, apply. That should work just fine. If you can't make this particular hackathon, there are plenty of other hackathons on the GPU Hackathon website. There is no reason why you shouldn't apply to any of them. If you're a NERSC user, you'll get the same type of help, the same expertise at all of them. The focus might be a bit different, so you might get different mentors that are a little less focused on things that NESAP users and Perlmutter users might want, but you'll still get substantial and good quality help at any of these hackathons.
Okay.
You can apply to any of them.
Oh, great. All right, so, Kevin, finishing up, three things you want NERSC users to know.
So, number one, these hackathons are a very powerful tool to get onto GPUs. You have a lot of expertise available. You have a lot of manpower. You have a lot of time to just stop and focus on something that is really important. So these are very powerful tools to start porting your codes to GPUs or to improve your performance on GPUs. They're available, they're here, they're open to everyone, so everyone should consider applying. Even if you can't make this deadline, look at the gpuhackathon.org website, look at what an application looks like, and see one around this right time frame where you might be interested and available. And just think about your application for a little while. That's also fine. But these are very powerful. If this is something you need to do, plan on attending one. And then three, for the NERSC one, it's coming up soon. It's at a really cool time, right after 4th of July. Take a nice break, breathe, hack your code. So get ready to apply for NERSC Hackathon. It's May 17th, right around the corner.
Great.
Please apply.
Thanks so much, Kevin. Thank you for joining me today.
Why, thank you for having me.